You're listening to The Cube Show on demand. Get loud.
I really don't understand your question. I don't know if I can't hear or you guys can't talk in the mic or whatever.
Get crazy.
You go find them, you throw your arms around them, you give them a big kiss on the mouth if you're a girl.
Get nuts.
Get up, baby. Get up. Oh, yeah, it's gone.
It's The Cube Show.
It's that all-born radio.
I'm a good person.
Man, y'all take it easy down there on the off, baby.
God want us to win the World Championship.
You're doing it wrong. You're doing the wrong things.
Is anybody else tired or is it just me?
Hey, legitimate question, though.
Okay.
I'm drunk right now.
Wow.
Another one!
I?
And now, Cole Kublick.
He is bad Auburn man.
Radio 730 and 103.9 The Yum. Excited to welcome in Nate Bargatze. Is that correct pronunciation there?
That was exactly right.
Okay, good. Comedian. He's going to be performing at Stand Up Live Huntsville this weekend. I know the club's excited to have you in, Nate. Is this your first time in North Alabama?
No, my in-laws are here. So my wife grew up here, and her parents live here. So
they come into shows?
They're coming, I think, Friday and then Saturday.
Do you have to change your show when you know they're going to be in attendance?
Normally, I rip into them, and I'll have to, I don't have any jokes, actually, about them. They're all about their daughter. I have a lot of jokes about her, my wife. So, I don't think I have too much.
Performing tonight, 7 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m., 9:30 p.m. at Stand Up Live Huntsville. You can follow Nate on Twitter at Nate Bargatze. That's Bargatze. So doing a little research on you last night, when Arky tells me you're coming on the show, and I find your Twitter account, and I see hashtag Anchor Down, and I'm thinking to myself, all right, what does anchor down in the comedy world mean? Like, where do I need to go find this? And I need to research this and find out what it's all about. But come to find out, you are actually a Vanderbilt fan.
I'm a diehard Vandy fan. That's everything. That's the most love in sports I can put out is all Vanderbilt related. And then I'm a Titans fan and, Predators, we did good this year. And then
Everybody's a Predators fan now, so it's okay.
Yeah, I know. They've been there forever, and after watching them this year, you had to add a YouTube icing and offside. You had to start getting into stuff. I went to Game 6, which is the final game.
That's pretty cool.
Scored. Pretty wild. Yeah.
But were you surprised at just how much the city of Nashville gravitated towards that team this year? Not only the team, but the sport, really.
Yeah. They've been selling out for a few years, but it definitely is I think with pro sports, for me, is I usually wait till playoffs just because I always have a hard time believing they're always trying. Baseball's a 160-something game. It's like the playoffs in professional sports is unbelievable.
Sure.
And I was shocked that, there's 20,000 people going downtown on Broadway and they're shutting down the street. It was very exciting. I was excited to see, I think because they didn't get a ton of credit for the fans don't for being a hockey. Everybody thinks the Predators are going to, you just go away. No one's going to be a fan of them anymore. But you're not going to, that was unbelievable. Everybody was so excited. And I think it's going to just keep getting better and better. And it's good for hockey. You got a market that, you normally wouldn't think you would ever have.
Now back to Vanderbilt, because I'm a big Derek Mason fan. Just like being around him, like what he's about, like what he did with this team. A couple big losses on defense. Everybody talks about Zach Cunningham, but Adam Butler made as many things happen up front as Cunningham did on the second level. Offensively, though, a lot of the offensive line's back. Ralph Webb back. I mean, you've even got Kari Blassingame, who's sort of your bigger back when you want to rotate and change things up. Kyle Schirmer back at quarterback. Yeah. there is some room for excitement around Vandy football this fall. The schedule's tough again, but...
we open against Alabama.
That's Alabama. Yeah. Just looking at that week four, I think. Vandy, Alabama week four. Open up week at four. Middle Tennessee, that's Alabama true. A&M. Kansas State's going to be a really tough game, and then Alabama. Alabama, Florida, Georgia, back to back to back.
I think we'll be ready for Alabama by week four. You know, we'll be in our groove.
Got them at home.
Got them at home. That's nice.
So,
we went to the bowl last year, and look, the Vanderbilt standards are not, you don't need is, it's not like everyone's, we're hoping to build towards that. And with Mason, you know, you want him to stay there and like have some consistency so we can just keep, striving to keep going forward and keep, I don't know, you want. It's we love of 6 wins is like the, that's all Vanderbilt wants is like you want like 6-7 wins, and we got, you know, with Franklin we got up to like we were like 9 wins and all this, and like so then, you know, people would get like, you know, all you need spoiled, one season you get spoiled, you're like, I mean, we should be going to like we should be in the SEC championship is what we think, and then when it drops down, but now, you know, we'll see, we got a schedule that I think we can. Should we get like 6 wins? And as long as our offense is going good and we're playing good, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
All right, you can follow Nate on Twitter at Nate Bargatze, Bargatze. You've got a comedy special out, or a Comedy Central special out right now. Mm-hmm. If fans who maybe want to go check out some comedy this weekend are not familiar with their work, how would you describe your act? How would you describe yourself as a stand-up comedian?
It's just a lot of stories and stuff like that. I tell a lot of stories about myself. That's basically it. This energy, if you're fine with this energy that I'm giving right now, if you can handle that for 45 minutes. I have a Netflix special coming out July 4th. So that will be, you can wait, or just wait till then.
If you're like, I don't know. July 4th?
It comes out on July 4th. And Netflix, it's like there. Last, my Comedy Central special aired, it was like 2 years ago. Aired on the night of the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight.
Oh, so that probably did really good.
It did so good. Let me tell you what. If you want a special there, that's the night you want it there. It was because that day was a Kentucky Derby was that day. The
it was
NFL
a huge
draft
day of sports. Yeah. Yankees Red Sox I think was that weekend. Also.
That I feel like they're every weekend like they always play. And then it was the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. And then at midnight was like you in the mood for some low energy comedy. And that's when it aired, midnight. No one, I didn't even watch it. I watched the fight. I had people over, and we did not watch it.
So you're a fight fan also?
Yeah, yeah. Those big, like, you know, huge fights. I'm not, I'm a huge sports fan. So, I'm in it. Like, I'm, you know, I know the Mayweather and McGregor.
So what are your thoughts on that? Is it, obviously, you'll get it. It sounds like you'll get it no matter what.
Yeah,
but what are you
I'll
expecting?
Get it, yeah. I love the excitement. I saw that video of McGregor getting ripped up by like that dude in
his
boxing,
former, yeah.
And that changed everything. I was like, one of those guys. All you got to do is hit him once. Like, who knows?
Right.
The lead up's going to be unbelievable. That's what you're buying. You got to. You're not the. You know, I don't think it's the fight as much as them just talking about each other. But when I saw that video of him boxing,
he
that
looked out of
like,
place. He didn't look like he belonged in that ring.
I know that, and that guy is just a dude. I mean, he's a boxer, but you know what I mean. But it's like it's not like a
he ain't getting a fight against Floyd.
No, he's not even. No, so, I don't. Yeah. It would be if you brought it up, it'd be embarrassing. You're like, what are you talking about? That'd be like me trying. I might have as much of a chance as that guy is getting a fight with Floyd, and he ripped him apart like it was. And it was unbelievable. So, I don't know how long ago that video was. It wasn't too long ago, right? Like, it wasn't...
No, you know. Well, I think the sparring session was from late last year. So, yeah, less than a year ago.
Yeah, so it's like, is he going to... He is a fighter.
How much can he improve that much?
It's that, you know? That thing. He's a fighter. Yes, something can happen. Maybe something can happen. But, I don't know. That did not look good.
Nate Bargatze, at Nate Bargatze via Twitter. You can catch him at Stand Up Live Huntsville this weekend. Tonight, 7 p.m., Friday night and Saturday night, 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. Arky, my producer who you met, he aspires to be a stand-up comedian as well. He's going to be at Stand Up Live coming up here in a few weeks.
Nice.
He always tells me that the late show is better. Now, see, I go to bed at like 8 o'clock every night, so I can't do late shows. Is there a difference in show for you? Do you feel a different energy?
I don't know. You can barely do early shows if you go to bed at 8
right.
o'clock. I
mean, it's haul ass home and get in bed
noon.
As quickly as possible.
You can do noon shows.
I'd be good on that, yeah. 10 a.m. preferable.
10 a.m. Yeah. I've done one at 9. And those are not good. It's the late or the late shows are better. Yeah, late shows are normally they're better. The big Friday late show is the one that's supposedly like the that everybody says is like not good. There was a whole thing of like everybody would say why Steve Martin quit comedy, and he would say Friday late show because that was just naturally when people would be the drunkest or the rowdiest or the whatever. Because, you know, they either work that whole day and then they go do, I don't know. That's the theory. But weirdly, it's kind of, it's not as bad as it used to be. But, yeah, late shows can be, you know,
is it more the crowd and their expectations or maybe just
I think they're just like, sometimes there may be a little bit younger audience. There may be funner, like, you know, sometimes people that go to early shows, not saying they're all bad, but sometimes the early shows are the people want to go and then they want to go home and go to bed at 10 o'clock. So they could not be as loose or not as like, you know, it's just like the energy of the room can be kind of tight. It's just, I don't know. It's very weird. It's like an audience is, you know, they can tell when a comedian I think is nervous. They can feel fear without even knowing it. And then they, you know, it's a pretty unique situation to see something live and especially at Comedy Club.
It's kind of like this whole Twitter world. People are dying just to see somebody fail or dying to see somebody slip up so I can attack you just that for that one little thing, ready to get out.
They break it down. Yeah, they didn't you say this? And they break everything down like for people. It's nonsense, Twitter. Like, you know, it's unbelievable.
NBA fan at all? Do you have any interest in the draft tonight?
I do. I want to see, you know, if Lakers take Lonzo Ball. And then after that, you're about out. I could see whatever Josh Jackson, whatever guys do stuff.
I feel like you could do a whole set on his father and, like, just his father's antics.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if he doesn't go to the Lakers, I mean, that will be a big deal because then you're going to feel like he ruined it for his kid. Like,
I kind of feel like he already has. Like, just he has to deal with him every day.
The shoe thing has got to be, you know, because I don't know. It's like his kid might have probably grew up wanting to have you want your own shoe. But you don't, that's like my dad could go make my own shoe. Like, you know, like he could like, we got your own shoe. And when he goes, you want like Nike.
You're like, what brand?
Yeah.
He's like, oh no, it's our brand.
It's our, we made a shoe. It's our shoe. And you're like, it's like put together. It's like Reebok and Nike together. You're like, are you just putting both of my shoes together?
It'd be the equivalent of my dad bringing home like Spalding's and be like, we got you some new
kicks.
We
got you some good, yeah.
And no, you're like, you didn't. I'm not playing in those.
Yeah.
We used last year's.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I'll be excited to, you know, I love free agency. I love seeing where everybody's going to get, like, to talk about it.
Our question of the day yesterday was, will LeBron be in Cleveland in 18-19? So not this coming up season, but the next season. Do you believe
everybody
he'll
says
be there?
I mean, it's so overwhelmingly that he's not going to be there that, you know, I don't know.
We talked about it on the show, like, why you want to go to the Lakers if you're trying to – if you're trying to win titles, that just puts you in having to face the Warriors sooner than,
yeah.
I mean, maybe they get knocked out when you're in Cleveland and you get to the finals against somebody else and have a better shot.
Yeah, you could probably go to the finals the rest of your career if you stay in
Absolutely.
Cleveland. Like, you're going to just keep, which would be impressive in itself. And
to Twitter.
Not to Twitter. I feel like they're trying to go bigger, too. Like, that, the Warriors are, like, so fast and run back and forth. And then, like the Paul George, it's like you just keep going bigger. That you're like, yeah, I don't, you can't run with them. I don't, you know.
George and Butler, they keep bringing up, and I'm like, you probably need some perimeter guys.
Yeah,
you need
like
some
threes. Yeah, you're like,
Kyle Korver's not enough.
No, no. And they, yeah, and I mean, they got to stay with them. And then there's a lot of, it's interesting, though. You know, that with the GM, he's going to be gone. Like, I don't know.
Crazy.
It's, yeah.
You can catch Nate at Stand Up Live Huntsville this weekend, tonight, 7 o'clock, Friday night, Saturday night, 7 o'clock and 9:30. Is that correct, Christian, or is it 7:30 and 9:30? 7 and 9:30. Stand Up Live Huntsville Thursday night, and Friday night and Saturday night. Nate, really appreciate you coming
Thank
in,
you, man.
Cool
I appreciate
discussion.
It.
Anchor down.
Anchor down, guys.
I love it. It's the first Vanderbilt fan we've had in studio.
I'm in no threat of people. Vanderbilt, you're zero threat. Everybody's always like, if you say you're a Vandy fan, it's cute.
Nobody attacks
Everybody's
you on
like,
Twitter.
Oh, it's good for you, man. I root for you guys, too. Everybody roots for us, too.
When you ain't playing my team, I hope y'all win.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Nate. Thanks for coming in, man. Absolutely. At Nate Bargatze via Twitter. That's Bargatze. Let's get to 10 After Tweets now. Brought to you by First Family Mortgage. Go to 1FMC.com.
Bring me the tweets!
Really good stuff there with Nate joining us in studio. Should be a good show this weekend.
It's really true about the whole being a Vanderbilt fan. It really is like, oh, hey, that's cute.
David Fleming tweets in, this dude is hilarious, hoping I can get to the show this weekend.
Yeah, Nate's awesome. He's one of the local comedians' favorite guys. He's hilarious, man. And if you haven't seen his stand, I would suggest go watch his stand-up special that he had with Comedy Central. I think that's on demand. You can go find it before you go. I mean, it's going to be new stuff. He's rising up and coming. He's got 40,000 followers. I mean, he's a big deal in the comedy world, and I know all of you guys love comedy to start off with. By the way, I'll give you a chance to win tickets to see him tomorrow night right now. Text in Nate to 910-663-5663. That's 910-663-5663. And I'll give someone a pair of tickets to go see him tomorrow night. And tomorrow, if you're nice to us, I may give you tickets on Saturday. But you got to be nice.
Dave Adams tweets in, Vandy has Alabama at home. You mean Brian Daney North. Hashtag we own Nashville. Well,
you know, one of my
most teams do.
You know, one of my favorite stories and things about Alabama fans
Tennessee can't say that. Well, Ole Miss can't say that.
But. One of my favorite things about Alabama some Alabama fans is that they will buy, and they used to do it. I don't know if the price has gotten more expensive. It's had to have. But season tickets for Vanderbilt weren't very expensive. So when Alabama played Vanderbilt, they would buy Vanderbilt season tickets. Sell the other tickets if they could. They would buy the season tickets for the Vanderbilt game just to go see, just so they would have a ticket to go see Vanderbilt and Alabama in Nashville. Man, I love that kind of stuff, man. I love that kind of stuff. Yeah, I'm going to buy your team season tickets just so I can see my team whip your ass.
Yeah. I was shocked at the amount of Florida fans at that game last year. I shouldn't have been, but it was 60% of the crowd.
You shouldn't be shocked, by the way, that your Auburn team, not yours specifically, but has like a losing record all time against Vanderbilt?
I guess so.
That is, I don't know if there's any team.
I'm undefeated against Vanderbilt, so I don't really don't know what you're talking about.
You're not part of that.
No. That is not for me.
Your team is not being very helpful.
Let me mark that down on my list. Here we got Saban in Tuscaloosa, Vandy. All undefeated against.
A lot of bragging rights Cole Kublik has. Hey, didn't know you had him, did you?
Get in where you fit in.
Moonpie Buell tweets, hey, Anarchy Shea, throw Vegas running your best, quote, hot joke. Did give him a hot joke in, but he says he's got one.
Oh, you asked about the temperature, though.
I did. I want to ask if you could bet on it. It's hotter than two rabbits in a woolly sock, Bueller says. I'm okay with that.
I haven't heard that one, but okay.
Well, I mean, think of all the fur the rabbits have, and then in a wool sock.
No, I get it.
It's a lot of hot.
Yeah. Wes Salter tweets, were you at AU when the La Tech, I think, guy attacked Jarrett Holmes on the opening kickoff? I think it was 97. Nuts. Dude got ejected. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was La Tech in 97. Jarrett Holmes kicks off, and they basically sent a dude at him on the kick return team, like bum rushed him, and then pinned him, pinned him on the ground.
Yeah. I do not remember that.
Zach Taylor tweets, but yeah, Duval was a football player, was at the game Mississippi State, I think, when he fought a dude on kickoff. Yeah, that happened too. There were not many Fs given by Damon Duval about anything.
Is Damon Duval that's on the kicker that's on video like fighting around with LSU band members?
Yeah, that's him.
That's him too?
Yeah. That guy was a fun teammate, man. Richard Petty tweets, at Richard Petty, at Cole Kubik, Cam Akers is from Jackson, Mississippi. That's all you need to know.
That is all you need to know.
That's why he's in the top 100.
Number 99.
Surprised he's not higher.
Well, listen.
Now that we know that.
We do say Mississippi. That's at the end of it, so. I mean, there's not a ton of great football players that come from Mississippi first year. They have to develop.
I'll give you a pro football focus. At PFF underscore college tweets, NC State tight end Jalen Samuels leads all returning ACC tight ends with his 458 receiving yards, 44 receptions, and 5 touchdowns when lined up in the slot. Now, see, that's one that sort of works.
Okay, all right.
You're giving me a guy at a position that lines up.
In a particular spot.
At a spot, not that all tight ends line up in all the time.
Right.
And what he's done from that spot on the field versus all the other tight ends.
Right.
That's usable.
So is the 165.1 Josh Jacobs elusive rating that he does have as the highest elusive, elusivity?
Complete garbage. But that Jalen Samuel kid's a stud for NC State. Really good football player. CBS Sports CFB, at CBS Sports CFB tweets, the 10 non-traditional out-of-conference college football games in 2017. It almost sounds a little baseball statish, but, I mean, obviously you can't just do the 10 non-conference games because then you'd get Carolina, Clemson, Florida State. Obviously, those would come into play. USC, Notre Dame.
Gotcha. Yeah.
At number 10, they have Nebraska, Oregon. That's a
cool game. Yeah.
It's a cool game.
It was a cool game to look at last year, as far as, you know.
At Oregon, Nebraska won 35-32 last year. In Lincoln, Virginia Tech, West Virginia. Feels like that should be sort of a rivalry game. They're playing it in Landover, Maryland, though.
Well, you know.
Okay. Texas A&M at UCLA. That's a return trip from last year. Georgia Tech, Tennessee. That's a Monday night game. Which, by the way, Paul Johnson was quoted this offseason saying, we're 3-0 in the SEC East and have Tennessee next. Surely not all time.
No, not all time.
Texas USC, September 16th. That's an early one. Very intrigued about that matchup. Georgia Notre Dame, which will be fun, September the 9th. Oklahoma at Ohio State. Auburn at Clemson, number 3. Florida Michigan, September the 2nd in Arlington. And Alabama Florida State, September the 2nd.
Oh, why does that got to be number 1? Does Buff Bama get everywhere?
Well, no. Cam Akers is playing in it. He's the 99th player in the country.
Forgot about that. And Jalen Hurts is what, 79? 81, what was he?
He was 76. Jared Stidham was 75, if you're keeping up at home.
By the way, why would you have the Alabama and Auburn quarterbacks back-to-back on that list if you're not trying to start a little stuff? Because it's arbitrary. You could have made Jared Stidham 79 and Jalen Hurts 74, and we wouldn't have known. Like, oh, clearly they use this metric.
I don't know how they voted on.
Because they got a guy that has not played yet on the list. So clearly there's no real metric.
B-Ran tweets in, wait, the King Richard Petty tweeted you?
That's what I was thinking.
That's a different one.
My eyebrows got big when you, like.
Much younger Richard Petty.
They went bushy.
Relative Richard Petty.
Like, Wayne welcome Carter, the King.
At RDC 12345, tweets at Cube Show, I have bought Vandy season tickets just to get Bama tickets, sold UF and Kentucky tickets, gave some more away, trashed the rest.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just trashed them?
Well, like, you're not going to get much for Vanderbilt in, like,
Middle Tennessee tickets?
Yeah.
It's an in-state game.
But I mean, like, even, like
rivalry game.
Who were they playing a couple years ago? The Presbyterian, right? Mm. Like, how much are you going to get?
I did that game.
How much are you going to get for that?
The Blue Hose.
How much ticket?
Zero.
How much are you getting back for that? You're like, yeah, listen, I'll try, but I don't really know.
I want to tell you guys about Valley Equipment Rental before we get out of here for a break. ValleyEquipmentRents.com. Call 256-964-6081. 964-6081. For any heavy equipment you're looking for a project at your construction site or around your home, Valley Equipment Rentals here to help. Call Ross and Tanner and the guys today, 256-964-6081, or go to valleyequipmentrents.com. Storm's coming through. There might be trees down, might be some work you need to do in the yard. Valley Equipment Rental can help. valleyequipmentrents.com, right there on South Memorial Parkway, 3551, just near Airport Road on South Memorial Parkway. Call Valley Equipment Rental today, 256-964-6081.
Want to mention real quick, congratulations to Jody. Won a pair of tickets to
see Jody.
Hand clap for us. You're going to go see our friend Nate How'd you pronounce it? Like you had that like...
Bargazzi.
Yeah, you had a little bit of flair to it.
Bargazzi.
I don't know why you made it all Spanish.
I nailed it. Bargazzi.
But I don't know why you're rolling the R.
Bargazzi.
Anyway. Jody is going to go see Nate at Stand Up Live.
He said it was perfect.
Tomorrow. He also didn't care, to be fair. He's a very low-energy, cool guy. Going to see him tomorrow night, courtesy of us here at the Ump. Be listening tomorrow in the 7 o'clock hour. Give you a chance to win tickets to see him Saturday night, courtesy of us on the Ump.
All right, when we come back, we're going to go ahead and knock out TV listings because our buddy Max Bonstetter of SI Kids going to be talking NBA draft at 9:40. So we'll be back with TV listings next. Welcome again, Cube Show, Sports Radio 730, 103.9 The Ump. Appreciate Nate Bargazzi stepping in studio. Jody Dodd tweets in at ZipCity14. Excited
to see
at Nate Bargazzi at Stand Up Live HSV tomorrow night. Thanks to At Cube Show. Thanks at Cole Cubic at Archie Shea. You're welcome, Jody.
If you win tickets to stuff, you should definitely be tagging us on social media. Like Johnny and Sal, when you go to the Braves game tonight, we need pictures on social media and tagging us.
Yeah.
When you go, Jody, when you go see Nate Bargazzi tomorrow.
Bargazzi.
it sounds so much more important. It's so much more fancy when you say it that way.
Bargazzi.
Feel free to take photos and be like, boom, here because of the Cube Show. That's how we get the word out.
You guys did this for me.
We're giving you free stuff.
All right, let's get to our TV listings for tonight. Tonight, I don't know if you've seen the previews for this show or not. I think we mentioned it. Fox, new episode, 7 p.m., Beat Shazam.
Jamie Foxx hosts this show. I've seen one or two previews for it. I'm not really sure what it does still.
Shazam is an app, right? You let it listen to a song, and after a few seconds, it tells you what song it is.
So you're supposed to name it before.
You have to win, correct.
So it's like Name That Tune, like a song we've already had before, like a game show we've already had before a long time ago.
Right, but I think instead of them giving you a duration of the clip, you just have to beat Shazam. So Shazam needs a certain amount of time. You don't know how much time it needs. You just have to beat it.
Could you beat Shazam in hip-hop?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Could crush Shazam in hip-hop.
We may need to play that game.
I feel like we could. We just bring it up on the app, play the song.
Oh, we don't have to play Shazam. But we've seen King Cole beat Arky in naming this hip-hop song.
Also, tonight on ABC, 7 p.m., new episode of Boy Band? 30 young male vocalists audition in Hollywood, where only 18 will make the first cut in a series premiere of a talent competition in which viewers' votes help assemble a band comprised of young male singers. That sounds gross.
Didn't we already have this? Wasn't it like, didn't O-Town come out of this?
Yeah, I think P. Diddy already did this on MTV a few times called Making the Band.
Yeah, this has been done. What are we doing again? Like, I told you American Idol's coming back. They're making the Gong Show again. Like, that's on tonight, I think. They're remaking all these game shows, and I don't get it.
Oh, NBC has Hollywood Game Night. Veep versus The Walking Dead. In their Season 5 premiere, celebrities players are Tony Hale, Anna Chomsky, Matt Walsh, Christian Serratos, Josh Dermott, and Lauren Cohen.
This sounds
all it says is Hollywood Game Night. It doesn't say...
what game?
Is that what they're doing, though? They're just taking different games?
I have not seen. This sounds like the guest list, by the way, for the NHL Awards list last night. It was awful.
Freeform.
I even tuned in for a few minutes, and I immediately regretted it.
I'm sorry for that. Freeform tonight has Mean Girls, 7:50 p.m.
You recommend that movie all the time.
It's a great film. Great film. Mission Impossible 3.
Do you own Mean Girls?
No.
If it's so good, why don't you own it?
I don't own many movies at all. I don't feel like you have to own movies anymore. You can just go find them and get them.
We own movies like on the stream. Like we put them on like Vudu and just, you know, we can stream our movies whenever we own them.
No.
I should talk to you about that. You can do this. I can just find them and get them. What an instant world Cole lives in.
National Geographic Channel has Secret Life of Predators tonight, 7 p.m. I don't think that's the movie.
No, it's the behind the scenes. It was how Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jesse Ventura and how all those guys were. Who's that black guy, track star? You gonna let me flail in the wind? Fine, whatever.
Carl Weathers. Track star?
I didn't mean that.
You threw me off with Trackstar, which brings me to a tweet from Gizmodo. Story that I'll read before we go to break and welcome in Max Bonstetter. The Predator set was a bug-filled hell for the naked.
What?
The Hollywood Reporter posted a great in-depth oral history of Predator. But what stuck out the most was just how bad things got for Richard Chavez, who played Pancho. Specifically, he spoke about his run-ins with nature, which he shared using perhaps too much detail. First, a lesson to never, ever sit down, ever, anywhere. He said a lot of it was raw jungle that we were running through when we were in the week rehearsal. And we took a break one day. I checked the area out, you know, where I was going to sit my butt down. I laid down. Next thing I know, I'm covered in red ants. Was bitten almost 100 times down both my arms. And went into a little bit of shock. Was running through the jungle, ripping my clothes off, butt naked. They had a water tank, and I just went into the water tank and doused myself.
Okay, we all had to have that water, bro.
Somehow, not as horrible sounding as this shower story. The very first day Arnold got back was a 15, almost 16-hour day. I was in the shower just filthy. The phone rings, and I said, hello. It's a woman's voice, and she goes, is this Richard? And I said, yes, it's Richard. She goes, what are you doing? And I said, I'm in the shower picking ticks off of my testicles.
Oh, same.
She started laughing and said, who is this? She said, Richard, it's Maria Shriver, Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife. I'm just calling to invite you up to have dinner. I'm inviting everybody to dinner so you can meet me. And then she started laughing.
Can you imagine calling your friend? Like, you call me up, like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm currently picking ticks off of my gonads.
Gross.
Are you still inviting me to dinner, though?
Nope.
You're like, maybe next time. We'll circle the back around for this.
All right, Max Bonstetter talks NBA draft next on Cube Show. Welcome back in Cube Show, Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Yump. Let's go right to the phones. Welcome back our friend Max Bonstetter from Sports Illustrated Kids, junior NBA reporter. Max, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Is it cool not having to go to school every day?
Yeah, it is. I'm really excited for the summer.
Yeah, we don't have that luxury anymore here in the professional world as grown-ups. So enjoy that while you can. So take advantage of it. NBA draft.
Yeah, it's really fun. I like swimming, so I'm going to be in the pool all summer.
Okay, there you go. NBA draft coming up tonight. We were talking earlier in the show that we don't really know how many true impact guys there are in this draft that can come in and maybe make a 5, 10, 15-game difference in the win column for their clubs. Is there a guy that you believe, or two, three guys, that can be that kind of an impact player in this draft?
Well, I don't believe that it's Lonzo Ball, for sure, because I think he might be a little bit of a bust, because I think he's really overhyped. But if there is one player who I think that could really make a difference, I think it's going to be Markelle Fultz, because I think his play style is really going to blend in well with the 76ers team. And Joel Embiid already seems to like him. So I think that holds you really well for the Sixers. And they could be a playoff contender next year.
Wow. And who do you think goes number one overall? Who's coming off the board first?
I got to go with my man Markelle Fultz again, because he's just incredible. And I actually had the opportunity to, yesterday, for the NBA Cares, we were packaging and shipping material to veterans overseas. And it was really cool. I got to make cards with Markelle Fultz. So it was a really cool experience. And it showed that he can do more things than just play basketball. So he's an insane basketball player, but he's also a great guy. So I think it'd be cool for him to go first overall.
Very cool. Max Bonstetter joining us now at Max Hoops Sports. If you want to follow him on Twitter, you can do that. He is a junior NBA reporter for Sports Illustrated Kids. When you look at the NBA draft, is some of the luster taken away, in your opinion, because of how popular free agency has gotten and trades and some of these super teams that are being formed? Do you think that takes away a little bit from maybe how important the draft really is?
I definitely do think that, because this draft class is really supposed to be one of the most powerful in years. And all the talk about, you know, LeBron to the Lakers, Paul George to the Cavs, since these are already NBA stars, a lot of people want to know about these NBA stars. So it definitely does take away from just the environment and really the opportunities that these kids are having to be able to be drafted to the NBA. And they're going to make a lot of money right now.
Visiting with Max Bonstetter, talking NBA draft tonight. So you kind of mentioned it. LeBron to the Lakers is something that a lot of people are talking about. You know, where's Paul George going to end up if that's the Lakers or maybe Cavs next year? There's a lot of movement that's going on, and these teams are trying to form, I guess, a super team that can compete with the Warriors. Do you think this is bad for the NBA? Do you think Adam Silver has to do something soon to sort of discontinue this trend?
So one of the only teams that I haven't heard trade talk about is the Warriors. So I think that has to do with how good they are right now. I probably want to stay where they are. So I feel like if there's going to be a team that is going to contend with them, there has to be another super team, because the Warriors are just unbelievable right now. It's basically a star team. So I feel like LeBron should stay in the Cavs, and I feel like the Cavs should try to centralize a better team to be able to at least try to beat them. But I feel like it is bad for the NBA, but it kind of needs to be like this, because Warriors are just too good.
Max Bonstetter joining us. You can follow him on Twitter at Max Hoops Sports. What about De'Aaron Fox, guard out of Kentucky, who you mentioned you think Lonzo Ball may be a little bit of a bust, really had a great game against Lonzo Ball in the NCAA tournament? How does he fit in to the NBA? What are your expectations of him year one, regardless of who picks him?
Well, I love De'Aaron Fox, and he was so nice to me. And I talked to him about coloring cards, and so I definitely like him. So I'm hoping he can go high in the draft. But I kind of think he's like a lefty John Wall because of his speed, and he also went to Kentucky. And people are saying that he's bad at his shooting, but I feel like he told me in person that he had an off year in shooting last year. So I think that he's going to prove them wrong and be able to be like a Steph Curry next year, but probably not that good. But I definitely will compare him to John Wall, and I'm hoping that he's going to have a really successful NBA career.
Max, do you think there's a guy maybe outside of the top 10, not one of these elite guys that you've apparently been hanging out with for the last week or so, that everybody's talking about going early in the draft, that you've watched or you've talked to or interviewed, that maybe isn't getting a lot of buzz, who you think can be really valuable for an NBA team next fall?
Yes, so there's a couple of players I was thinking about that. Malik Monk is one, but he might go in the top 10. But I think he's going to be really valuable for a team, but he's definitely not going to be in the top 3 or 4. Another player I was thinking about was Dennis Smith from NC State. He had a really good season at NC State last year, and it showed that he could be a leader. And I think that that's one thing that NBA teams are looking for. If it's a team like the Magic or even the Sixers, they could really use a leader. So I feel like there are some small faces throughout the draft that really can make an impact. I also like Frank Mason. He's going to go late second round, but he's a senior from Kansas. He's also 5'10" or 11". He's one of my favorite people because it really shows that heart over height is true, because he really led Kansas throughout the NCAA tournament last year, and he could have a great NBA career.
So, Max, I'm going to try to throw you off here a little bit and just ask you a question, because we broadcast right here in the state of Alabama. My producer, Arky, brought up something yesterday and just how little success Auburn and Alabama have had in the NBA draft, I think the last 8 to 10 years. So for somebody your age, when I say Auburn and Alabama basketball, what comes to mind for you? What do you think of when I say Auburn or Alabama basketball?
Well, actually, I would probably switch it right around to football, in my opinion.
You could do media in this state.
They're really good big football schools.
Yeah.
But I also probably would think of Oklahoma because it's just another, you know, it's on that coast, and it's another state near there that had a good basketball team a couple of years ago with Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield probably comes to mind. He's having a really good NBA career. But yeah, that's actually a really good question because they're two schools that haven't really had much success. I definitely agree. And maybe in the future they can focus more on basketball and not football.
Yeah, and see, Bruce Pearl is Auburn's coach now, and of course Avery Johnson, who you remember playing and coaching in the NBA, is now Alabama's coach. So there's some excitement building up, and some people there's some momentum building. But people your age haven't really seen Auburn or Alabama be very successful in basketball. So I just wanted to ask you that. It's just intriguing to know or see if there was anything out there. I didn't know if you maybe throw out like Charles Barkley or Robert Horry or a famous alum for either one of those schools, but the fact that you switched it directly to football tells me that you could work in the media in the state of Alabama, because most times when we go basketball, we just got to flip it around and start talking football again. So you could definitely find a job here in the state of Alabama, Max.
Thank you so much.
Well, listen, we appreciate you taking some time to join us. It's always cool to catch up with you. Enjoy the draft tonight, and we'll definitely do it again soon.
That was so fun. So thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. Max Bonstetter at Max Hoops Sports joining us there on the phones. Pretty cool. Junior NBA reporter for Sports Illustrated. So
maybe the quote of the show. When I say Alabama or Auburn basketball, what would you say? Actually, I'd probably turn around and say talk about football.
It's exactly what most people in this state would say. Get paid to cover Alabama and Auburn basketball, like us.
Yeah, but listen, we've been talking NBA draft a lot today. We've talked some basketball.
What do you guys think about Auburn basketball? Didn't Robert Foster just wreck a dirt bike? So
Same guy. Same thing. Here we go.
That's what we
that's
would
all
do.
We need. That's all we need.
So really appreciate Max joining us today. Also, Phil Savage, if you didn't catch that interview, you can go to umsports.com, catch the podcast there. Vegas Runner was with us. He says there's really not a double or nothing in Vegas as far as an official bet that you can make.
Yeah, not for the sports.
As far as double or nothing.
That's
I would think that the casinos would love that. They would love that bet to get their money back.
Well, even if you...
Because you think about double or nothing, you're feeling good about yourself. You're cocky.
But no, usually double or nothing is when you lose. Well, so you want to get back to even.
Okay, I see the other side around of that, yeah.
So that's the only time I ever know double or nothing. It's like, double or nothing, baby.
There you go.
That's how I say baby.
Dave Adams tweets in at Cube Show, "Oh, good for them." It's a tweet from SEC Football that says, "Talented cornerback Trey Douglas commits to Vanderbilt over offers from Alabama and Ohio State."
Nate Bargatze is going to love that.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining. We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10 a.m. Roundtable's next.